1600 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, day two of the month of September, and we're very pleased to be joined on our KVOE Sutherland studio line this morning for our primetime newsmaker, Kayla Mock. Kayla, the lead organizer for Emporia's First Friday Art Walk, and also Hank Osterhout of Kansas Free for Arts, as we are inching closer to halfway to everywhere. Kayla, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm just wonderful. How are you?
Doing good, thanks. Hank, good morning.
And good morning.
How are you today, sir?
I'm also very well.
You know, Hank is with Kansas Free for Arts, and they will be the presenting venue for the First Friday Art Walk tomorrow. So, Kayla, what's your lineup like tomorrow?
We have 13 venues participating this month. You want to go ahead and do the rundown?
Let's do the rundown first, Kayla.
Let's do it. All right. Don Meyer is going to be at QM Eats. Roy Bay has a really awesome new show at the Emporia Arts Center. Emery Chris will be our youngest artist on the art walk this month. She is 11, and she will be at Gravel City Adventure and Supply Company. Hannah Worthen is at L&L Pets. Jeff Quintana is at Mulready's Pub. Shelby's Sassy Designs is hosting Ashlyn Bowl. Sweet Granada has Haven Conrad. Tallgrass Trends Boutique is featuring Kate Rhodes. Abby Haas will be at Dusty Trail Gift Shop. Mr. Tim Moan will be at our newest venue, the Press Room. He has a collection of photos that he's showing. Annalie Nicklin will be at Trucks Gallery and Gifts. And Brenda Thompson is at Vault Meats and Cheeses.
Woof.
That's a
okay list.
Woof.
There we go. First Friday Art Walk will be tomorrow downtown. And, well, Hank, let's talk about the presenting venue, Kansas Free for Arts. What will be going on?
Well, there's going to be a lot of pandemonium and disarray, and everyone's going to be running around like chickens with no heads on. And it's going to be the most fun you've ever had. So part of First Friday is going to be setting up our vendor's market, which Kayla has been so awesome to kind of take care of this year. We are going to be at the kiosk in the farmer's market, and we are the where you check in with your passports. Also, I've got a DJ, a guy coming down from Lawrence with Stinson Records, DJ Proof, so kind of a all-out weekend starter offer, if you will.
All right, and let's talk about this community mural project, Hank. How's this going to work?
Well, Kayla and Joel have gotten some supplies, and basically it sounds like there's going to be a couple of really big mural boards that will ultimately end up being for the gateway to the vendor's market, and they're going to be set up on site, which is in that area over by the kiosk. And people who are participating in First Fridays can come and add to the mural.
That's outstanding. Is there any specific design that we're starting off here with the mural, Hank?
That's a Kayla and Joel question.
All right. Kayla,
we've got on the mural.
Yeah. So Joel has been prepping those panels. And he's going to do just kind of a general layout of some shapes and the wording, and then we're just going to let the community and the art walkers come on Friday and fill it in.
Take it from there. How excited are you to be part of this, Kayla, to have this community mural? Because it's been, I want to say, at least 3, maybe 4 years since we've had a painted mural in place here in downtown.
I'm super excited. I think Joel is really excited to tackle this project. He just finished doing a little bit of painting at the new Union Street Social Club, and so he's ready to go.
And we're talking about Joel Smith, who was Kayla's partner, Kansas, with the Emporia First Friday Art Walk, and it'll be interesting to see how that all works out and plays out. But it kicks off as a part of Emporia's First Friday Art Walk coming up tomorrow. So once again, let's lay it out. When do things start tomorrow, Kayla?
Everything starts at 5 o'clock and goes until 9. You can go to any of the participating venues to get your passport. And if you need a list of the participating venues, you can go to EmporiaFirstFriday.com to check those out. And then you have to come see us in the Farmers Market parking lot to get signed up for your Halfway to Everywhere festival tickets. And then go to 7 other venues. And then you're entered into a drawing to win this month's prize, which is VIP tickets to the Halfway to Everywhere Festival. Woo-woo!
Awesome.
Yeah, big time stuff there, Hank.
That's right. I've got the Lammies in my hand right now. I always love opening boxes of festival merch. That's one of my favorite things to do.
Awesome.
Hank, what do people get with VIP tickets?
Oh, that's a great question. So, of course, you get a laminate, which is one of those things you kind of can wear around and show everybody how cool you are. Those laminates gain you access to all of our VIP areas. There's one inside the Trusted Business Center, which is where the meal, which is catered by Bobby D's, will be served. The back patio of that business center also will have an easy up and like shaded area with some refreshments, which will also be a very similar vibe going on next to each stage. You also are going to get a goodie bag, which includes like a t-shirt, some shades, a tote bag, some coasters, stickers, all the kind of H2E festival swag you could ever dream of. And of course, it gets you the joy of helping a local nonprofit realize its vision.
All right. Well, Hank, is everything set to go for the big music and arts fest that will launch at noon on Saturday?
It is. We are finally on that sort of coasting slope where we're just sort of all the preparations are made, all of the systems are in go. We've been working with our band; they're ready to go. We're watching the weather. Actually, looks like it's going to be great. About 80 degrees most of the day. If it should rain, which, of course, we're knocking on wood that it won't, if it rains big, we have a contingency, and that is we will move some of the bands. We'll just extend the lineup in the Bourbon Cowboy a little bit, but we also have the White Auditorium. The Civic Auditorium is reserved just in case. So even if it rains, we'll still have a party.
Outstanding. And Kayla, I wanted to ask you really quickly before we wrap things up, how are things going for the new office space in downtown Emporia for you?
Really good. They are putting up the drywall this week, so we're getting walls. It's all coming together. I think that we're still looking pretty good for our October 1 opening day, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Good deal.
Hopefully. You know how construction projects go, but yeah, I think we're looking pretty good. They've been working real hard to get it done, so I'm ready. I'm ready to get in there and get to work.
Well, there is a ton.
Me too. It is so exciting.
Yeah, a ton of stuff going on. Emporia's First Friday Art Walk kicks off at 5, and Kansas Free for Arts is the presenting venue at the Farmer's Market kiosk back there, and that's where a lot of the action will be taking place. Going to be a busy hot spot here on Saturday, too, with Halfway to Everywhere. So get out and enjoy and be a part of Emporia's First Friday Art Walk and Halfway to Everywhere Friday and Saturday here this weekend. Kayla, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Hank, good to talk to you.
You as well. Have a good one.
All right, Hank Osterhout, who's the lead organizer Halfway to Everywhere, and, of course, the founder of Kansas Free for Arts, and Kayla Mock, the lead organizer for Emporia's first Friday Art Walk tomorrow, Chuck, starting at 5.
All right. Want to let you know that as we look at the live and local calendar, we are awaiting confirmation right now on tomorrow's. We should be having that here shortly, so we'll be announced that as soon as we have that. And right now, we're down to 2 and quite possibly 0 newsmaker segments for next week. Thursday and Friday are tentatively open, but those could be filled here really before the hour is out. So we are looking to the week of the 13th, which is pretty much wide open now. So call us or email us at 342-1400 or KVUE at KVUE.com if you'd like one of those spots here the week of the 13th.